So I finally went on the Elf of Shade page, and I put a link to Facebook. I made a new Facebook page for Elf of Shade.
Woohoo!
And then the first comment we got is,
that was... Hey!
No! It says, I'm glad to hear you're in talks to start up AS again. I always enjoyed your comic. However, do you think you could come up with a cover picture for your Facebook page that makes Elf of Shade look a little less like some sort of potentially pervy preteen coming-of-age story?
Wow.
Oh, man, it's nice to be back. Well, it's because I'm going to do those stories about Lena as a kid. So it's a kid. And apparently that turns him on, and he's naughty times.
You're creative.
So she's in her little outfit she was in from the first book, and it's like, apparently, that's naughty. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll see. Unless Chris gets his act together, and then I can just do the regular comic again. So actually, I had to make some Facebook pages for my work. Mm. So I thought, since I already knew the sizes and how it works, I might as well just make my own. That's good because, I don't know, because of the way Facebook works, I'm more inclined to actually deal with it than I am with this Elf of Shade site.
Really?
It was always sort of a pain in the ass to update the way I had it. I had that guy who wrote us some code so we could get the pages up real easy. But other than that, everything was pretty much manual.
Yeah, that gets old real fast.
Yeah. Especially when you have nothing to say, but sorry, guys, still not doing nothing.
Yeah.
The only one who's ever gotten away with that I can see is that VG Katz guy. He went years with doing like a couple comics a year, and because he talked all the time, everybody still liked him.
Everyone's like, oh, you're great.
He also did like a little side black and white comic about Pokemon, I think people like, so maybe that's, I looked at it a couple times and said, I'm not interested.
Order
of the Stick. Order of the Stick. We talked about that last time, didn't we? Brendan, the Order of the Stick, the Kickstarter stuff?
I don't think we did, actually, no.
No?
I remember hearing about it, like they raised a bunch of money.
A
bunch of money?
Like $1.2 million. By saying, hey, we'd like you guys to pay for us to print these books to sell to you.
Yeah.
And all their fans said, yay!
Yeah.
And they got excited because, you know, the more money you get, the more excited they felt they were part of something. They gave them all sorts of money.
Yeah, okay.
Which Chris says that there's no way they're going to report to the government, but I think that they would have to.
I don't know, yeah. It's like probably Kickstarter has to report a lot of stuff to government, so, I mean... You can try not to tell Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's probably find out. He's building a giant center in Utah. It's to track down how much money you're making off Kickstarter.
I told that Gunner Creek Cork guy to do that because he's quitting his job, do it full time.
Oh, really?
Apparently, yeah, but apparently it's only for Americans or United Statesians.
Huh? Oh,
he's
the Kickstarter
he's from England.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I thought you meant the Gunner Creek stuff was only for Americans. That didn't make any sense. Okay,
no.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Yeah, he's from England, so.
Yeah.
What is this? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't want to be in group video calling mode.
I don't either.
I closed it.
I
don't want to make a freaking group video.
Chat box, and that's what popped up.
Oh, it was you. You did it. Hey, speaking of which, I think you can get rid of that X-Fire stream of Chris's on the site.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't use that anymore. I use a different one that works a lot better.
Anyway, if I actually end up doing this Lena thing, it should be pretty cool because I'm going to explore a lot of how the writers get trained and some other things. I'll have to talk to Chris about that.
See, the problem with doing all that is then you have to dive into that world and start thinking about it all the time.
Yeah, but I like that world.
I know, but it like excludes a lot of other things. It could be filling your head up, like puppies.
Tanks.
The problem is you have to kind of like, you know, create that world. And if you want to create that world, you have to actually, you know, create that world.
I know.
And to go back in and do it again is
obviously it's a hard decision to make, which is why we haven't gone back for 3 years.
It's a whole thing. It goes beyond... Well, Brendan wrote stories. I mean, you know what it's like.
Take some work.
It's more than just work, though. I mean, it's just like, takes over certain aspects of your thought processes.
Mm-hmm. Like, everything has that tilt while you're trying to think about it. And now I've got things in my head like jellyfish tanks. And
did you buy that already?
No.
I'm a little worried about the jellyfish tank thing.
I've bought things
with those LED lights in them, and they're all from like one place in China, and they have this horrible rotating. You can't just choose one light. It goes like it fades between like red and blue and purple and green, and then it like flashes it.
Well, at least it had multiple colors. I figured if it was China, it'd just be like red, 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 red.
Well,
red.
If it was, but seriously, you don't want this thing. If it would just sort of change colors, it'd be okay. But with it starts flashing, it's pretty irritating.
Yeah,
that's some little rubber ducks that did
like
that.
Like their secret plan to kill all the epileptic Americans.
It soothes you, then it gets you.
Yeah. It lures you in.
So the Shapira story. I think if I get into that, that could be pretty cool. But, like Chris says, I'll actually have to write the stories first. But I think about doing little short stories. Maybe I could jump around like Conan used to. You ever read the Conan books?
I never read the books, no.
And I got them on when I first got my Kindle, I got them on Kindle because they were like a buck for his stories.
Hmm.
And, you know, they're pretty good, but they just sort of jumped around. They didn't go chronologically.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, like, in one, he'd be a king, another one, he'd just be, like, a pirate, and the other one, he'd be, like, a venturer.
I really want to explore his teenage years.
Conan's?
Yeah.
I tell you, they did a good job with him being a kid in the Conan movie.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's
the
what they should have done with it. Yeah.
Huh.
He didn't laugh, he didn't joke, he just killed people.
Hmm.
And, that's what they should have done with Darth Vader. They should have had Darth Vader be.
He killed those kids. He wasn't laughing or joking. He just went right in and slayed them.
Not in the pod race times. The Conan kid was pod race age.
Oh, wow. What, so he's like 5 years old running around like slaughtering people?
No. He got attacked by the Peaks and he killed them all.
Oh.
Pretty good.
That's pretty badass.
It is pretty badass. That's a good movie.
Hmm.
You should get it. It's not like the best movie that ever was, but it certainly was better than it got credit for. Anyway, what's going on with you?
New thing started at school, so the old terrible one is over. Not a whole lot else. The next beta weekend for Tara is coming up, so that'll be nice.
Who's she?
Tara?
I'm just kidding. That's that game, right?
That's the game, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at getting into that world of warplanes.
Uh-huh.
Alpha. But they're like, you cannot talk about it.
They do that a lot, yeah.
Some people start talking about it, and they got their accounts deleted on both World of Tanks and World of Planes.
Oh, wow.
And they said, you're naughty, because they were posting videos and things.
Mm.
I said, one of the reasons to actually go into it would be that we could talk about it on the podcast, so, you know.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Oops. I guess we won't be doing that.
Yeah.
I think I'll wait for the beta, so maybe I'll go into it. Still there, Chris, or did you go get a soda or something?
Soda it is.
Yeah, I knew he wandered away. Something else. Oh, my tooth broke yesterday again.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's this crown that I had put on with this tooth I've had like 7 things done to. And once again, you know, it lasted for like 3 months, and then it's like, oops, it snapped in half. But they're going to... And when I got it, it says, oh, you've already had a filling on – you've already had a crown on that one, so we're not going to pay for that. So I had to pay for it out of pocket last time, which is $900.
Ah, hell. You can say, like, yeah, here's your $900, you know, if you give me a warranty.
Well, they did, actually. I went in today because it was, like – it cut, like, cleanly through, so it was, like, sharp.
Oh, God.
And it was up and down. So, like, if you looked at it from the top, like, a quarter of it, like, just went all the way down to the root, just boop, popped off. So they're putting a new one on tomorrow, and they said it's a redo, so it's free, they said.
You fucking better be.
Well, exactly.
After, like, 3 months. Geez. I mean, like, if it was 30 years later, I could see them saying, like, come on, dude. But
It was nice not to have to fight with them.
Yeah.
So it's not really their fault. It's a dentist. I had a couple dentists ago that I went to a lot, and I think he would just do stuff to my teeth just to do stuff to my teeth.
Oh.
And he completely ruined my bite on one side.
Oh, wow.
So now it's like none of the dentists can get it right. Huh. So.
And they didn't send you, like, to an orthodontist or something?
Oh, whatever. That's going to be great. Who knows? Anyway, I'm going to get a new crown tomorrow, and hopefully I won't have to do any tooth stuff for a while. Right, Chris? You got your mute on, or you
take
just
take a stunned silence as agreement.
For fuck's sake. And I felt like I had a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, too.
I did see a kind of interesting Star Wars video that was making fun of the lightsaber battle at the end of episode 1. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm. Any good?
I thought it was funny. Let me pull it up here.
Have dogs and stuff in it?
No. Okay, I think I found it. Let me pull up
YouTube. Today is a big day.
I know everybody who listens really loves it when we watch videos.
Well, good for them.
Good for them. Are you back now?
What?
I hear an echo, so you must be.
Just turn your mic back on, so obviously.
Yeah.
So I've been watching that Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Pretty good. I went and bought it on Blu-ray. Fortunately, my TV doesn't really do the lifelike look that Blu-ray does, so I should have just gotten DVD. Or a new TV.
You need a new TV. That one's only, what, 2 years old?
It's a little older than that. I think it's like 4 years now. I really liked it when I bought it. I still like it for regular TV. It's just...
You can mount it in the sunroom up in the air.
Oh, in your house? How about I mount it in my house somewhere?
Like I said, you can mount it in your sunroom. You've already got the mounts.
Oh, that thing!
The outside porch, three-season porch, whatever it is.
I have a three-season porch, and the people who lived here before mounted a big TV up in it with cable. So no cable to where I need it, but there's cable out on the porch.
Well, there you go.
Because he had to watch his sports while he sat outside and smoked a stogie. Oh, well.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to mount my TV out there.
Well, if you get a new one, what are you going to do? Put it in the bathroom?
Well, really, like, I want to sit in nature and sit outside and watch TV.
Well, maybe they're telling you some really important stuff. You need to know it.
Hmm.
Well, if you got that fancy toilet, like you guys showed us a few months ago, you could put that in your, you know, three-season room and then, you know, get kind of best of both worlds.
I bought a cheap version of that.
Did you?
And that's horrible. I'm going to install in that thing.
Because basically,
a little bidet thing. You hook it up to the water supply in your toilet and it squirts gentle water up at your booty.
For washing your backside, right?
Right.
And
it's basically like someone took a high-powered squirt gun and shot it right up your ass.
Wow.
That's how you keep it clean.
Uh-huh. That's not really what I was going for.
What were you going for?
I thought, you know, it'd be nice to get rid of the whole toilet paper thing. Just, ooh, it's nice and clean and fresh. What? Not
some of the things not are stupid.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's like $65. Which might explain some things. I'm sure the fully automated Japanese ones are freaking awesome.
The ones that sing to you.
Yeah. Ugh.
Whispered sweet nothings in your ear before they unload.
Jackie says, let's show my parents that let's not. I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
Hey, Mom, Dad, check it out.
Yeah. What is it? A drinking fountain? Now, they were in town last week for 5 days.
Oh, wow.
The in-laws got them tickets to the Final Five hockey game for Christmas, which means everyone had to go to them.
Oh, jeez.
which is, you know, I don't mind hockey so much when you go. It's kind of fun. But I drove them to downtown St. Paul every game so they wouldn't have to park down there.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured out how to do it, it wasn't so bad. But the first time, I said, I'll pick you up where I dropped you off. But when I went back, the cops had cordoned off the road.
Oh.
And there's like 100,000 people meandering around, and I had to figure out how to get a hold of them. So that took a long time.
Hockey Riot.
The next time I had them walk out of the impact zone. And I just
picked
them. What did you want to talk about, Chris?
I saw this thing on Netflix that's pretty good. It's called Outcast. It's a BBC show that they play on the off season of Doctor Who.
Hmm.
Sci-fi-ish. It's about a colony on a different planet. And Earth has got the frowny face. And I guess they blew up or something.
Hmm.
And of course, they can't figure out not to kill each other because, you know, humans are stupid or something. So they're like,
so Earth is gone, but and there's only like 100 of them or something?
No, they have like 70,000 people there.
Oh.
Mostly British.
Hmm.
Huh?
Man.
What do you think about
that? Sounds exciting.
It's pretty good. I'll give it, out of a 10, I'd give it a 7.
Hmm.
Maybe a 6 for dropping your guns when people point guns at you.
I just somebody, see that they picked a new girl for the Doctor Who companion.
Oh, they're getting rid of Amy?
Yeah, let's see if I can find it.
Oh, man. I don't think I'm going to watch Doctor Who next year.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I was sick of that bullshit. Sick of it.
What bullshit?
The show. It's terrible.
Good old Jenna Louise Coleman.
Hmm.
She's the best.
That's
sarcasm.
Oh.
That's not that horrible black chick.
Oh, she's cute. I like cute chicks.
Well, they should all be cute. Why put an ugly person? Who wants to watch an ugly person walking around? You want to do that, go to Walmart.
They did that 2 seasons ago. They had that one crabby chick.
Fat, horrible comedian chick. Nothing's happening. Is something supposed to be happening? Because nothing's happening. It just spins.
Oh, well, too bad. I got commercials with robots.
Yeah, I haven't had any luck playing the videos on the BBC.
Oh, well, BBC does do a lot of that regional thing, so you can't watch stuff.
They do, and it's super annoying when you try to look at their website on, like, a tablet, because, you know, they'll pop up the thing when you go to their website, do you want to download our app? And I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Oh, man.
And I click OK, right. And it goes to the marketplace. It goes, this application is not available in your region. Don't show me the fucking pop-up.
Oh, she's a cutie.
Crickets.
Oh, crickets. Sorry. I thought you were watching.
I can't watch. It's not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait.
How's your super expensive high-speed connection now?
It finally came through. It's not my connection. It's their shitty site.
It came through for me. Grow your own.
That's because probably like 3 people accessed it, and it almost went down. So that chick with that fruity guy. Okay. Makes sense.
He's a Muppet. Anyway.
You know, I tried to watch that, but that thing was just stupid. It was so dumb. It was so horrible. It was so stupid. It was dumb. It's horrible. The one where they found that kid who was an alien and they were putting people in a doll.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was fucking stupid. And the things that the guy said didn't make any sense. He's like, you gotta be scared of things and stuff, and there's weird stuff out there, and I'm here to tell you because I'm the doctor and I know, and you should be scared. It's like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Hmm.
Like, this guy's gonna understand anything you're saying. It doesn't even make any sense. It's horrible. It was bad. Dumb.
It is disappointing. That show could actually be good, but they won't let it be.
No, they want to make it, you know, fruits in space. What they want.
Well, they want to do that with all BBC shows.
Tap dancing around and fruiting around. I don't want to see fruits in space. God damn it.
Fruits in space.
That's what it is. That's it. They make kissy face. They never have the chicks kissing. They never have the chicks kissing. Why is that? Why when they always go the gay way is it always 2 guys? Why don't they have the chicks kissing?
Because you don't win awards for having 2 chicks kissing.
I'll give it a
if you have two guys,
give it a work.
Edgy. It's revolutionary and it's striking a blow for quality and whatnot.
I think that would be much more daring.
The bacon kind?
Who's Joe Abercrombie?
That's the guy who makes clothing.
No, is that the one that did that thing with the...
So I thought that was an author, wasn't it?
That's the one that did the nine finger, the bloody nine guy, right?
I like those. Yeah, you're right. What, did he write something new?
No, I'm just wondering why I had him saved. I got a book thing with some authors saved, and I was just trying to figure out what he did.
I never did read that Best Served Cold one of his, because you said it wasn't any good.
I didn't really like that one.
Yeah, it was all right.
I liked that Cripple guy. I thought he was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like his first three books were awesome. That extra one was not so good.
But you've had to suffer through some shit, so when you say something's bad, I take that as an indication not to listen to it.
Yeah, there's some bad.
You're always trying to find those sci-fi books, and they're always like shitty sci-fi books.
Oh, God.
I went through the list the other day in Audible looking at, see if I could find something to download. And it's all like vampires in space, zombies in space, vampire zombies in space, vampire captain zombie in space. It's like, what the hell?
I'm not even kidding.
I'm not kidding. Everybody's trying to get on this stupid bandwagon in just the most retarded way.
Like Twilight in the stars.
Fucking irritating.
That last one. Oh, the Skinwalker one. Ugh. God, what the fuck was that? Look at my library. Every goddamn website is yelling at me about my credit card.
I see that.
Because it expires at the end of the month. It expires at the end of the month, and I haven't, you know, punched in the buttons to re-up the new one yet. Because the old one's still good. But everyone is like, your credit card's expired soon. The skin... What is it? Skinwalker book. Skinwalkers by this Faith Hunter. Ugh. Faith Hunter does a series of books called something. Skinwalker, Blood Cross, Chain Yellow Rock, I guess, is basically. It's about this chick who's supposed to be a half an Indian chick, but talks with a southern accent. And because she's in New Orleans, and she can turn into a panther, and there's vampires, and she's a vampire hunter. She's a rogue vampire hunter, Joe. Rogue.
She's the only one, you said.
Yeah.
So you can't.
She's like a book that I read years ago, but like she hunts vampires instead of like. That's the only difference.
She doesn't just hunt vampires. She's a rogue vampire hunter. Which
okay, here's
she kills the vampires, but not in the approved way.
Sci-fi contemporary titles. Let's see on this page: The Zombie Combat Manual, A Guide to Finding the Living Dead; Zombistan, a zombie novel. Let's go to the next page. Oh, let's see, Cyberteen. Ender's Game.
I hated that fucking book.
Wait, I don't want to watch.
That book is so stupid. It's just fucking dumb. Oh, Ender's Game. Did you ever read Ender's Game?
Yeah, I did.
Ugh. The when they were playing the game and the kid said, you know, to do better, he would like shoot himself. I said, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I will shoot my legs so they will be frozen in place, and I will not be able to move them. And I will be able to do better than the other kids that can actually move their legs, because it's written that way.
That way I won't have to worry about them.
Fucking stupid. Didn't he end up, like, shooting his arms or his head?
Yeah, he would shoot his arms to keep his head still.
That's stupid. That thing was so fucking dumb. And in the end, they let him control the military to win this battle. Yeah. And they're just, like, throwing units away and blowing them up. And at the end, they said, yeah, those are real people. You don't do that.
They sacrifice themselves because you are so good.
Yeah.
So good.
And remember, Zombies Don't Cry, Tale of the Biotech Revolution.
Ah, Jesus.
Because, you know, you don't throw away units for no reason when you know that those units are real. Stupid. I didn't. But basically, like, these, she works for these vampires, and they're always, like, going, because vampires are grumpy, and sometimes they get crazy and try to and slit your throat and try to kill you, but that's okay. That's okay? The first time one of those fuckers tried to kill me, that'd be the end of them. It wouldn't be, oh, I'm going to give them another chance, and then another chance, and then another. Like, the main guy in the book tried to kill this bitch, like, 6 or 7 fucking times. And she's like, oh, he was just sad. He's got a cute butt, though. Dumb. Oh, my God. And then she keeps looking at these guys going, oh, he's got a cute butt. And then a guy will go, hey, let's do the wild thing. And she's like, oh, no, that's naughty.
That's okay.
Stupid. God. Let's fight, not fight.
Fight, not fight. Fight.
Yeah. Write a story about a chick that works in a library then and, like, gives people exciting books, but sometimes they're mad at her and sometimes they're not. And sometimes she thinks they're hot, but she will not be with them because she's a librarian. It'd be about the same fucking thing.
Conan, the librarian.
Conan.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
She says, like, the most insane things, like, she bought steaks from the butcher store and put them on the ground and came back later and she'd eat them, but there was all this blood on the ground from the steaks. Have you ever seen meat? Yeah, have you ever been around meat? Because they're not...
They don't come, like, soaked blood.
Not all the blood all over the place where you put a steak. I don't know what plant you're fucking from, dingbat. I mean, all you have to do is go to the grocery store and look in the meat counter. You see it? You see them wrapped in a big fucking thing of blood?
Yeah, you see, yeah, exactly. Like, friggin' rubber boots on, push, 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 walking through, like, knee-high blood.
Paragas. And she can always trick them with her mouth words, because they always say, like, what are you? And she's like, not gonna tell you today, I guess. I don't know.
Doctor Who style?
Yeah, it's just... Okay.
We got somebody who wrote to us said he was glad he found Future Frown because he started listening to our podcast after the Panic Arcade guys talked about us. Says,
years ago, or did they talk about you recently?
No, they just sent me an email yesterday.
We weren't.
No, I mean the Panic Arcade guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. When we did that thing where we went to Texas and we went off on that one guy, and the Panic Arcade guys thought it was hilarious, so they linked us.
Oh,
it was fun.
So he started listening way years ago and didn't find out about Future Frown until just now.
Well, a lot of people were subscribed to the podcast but didn't care about the comic.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we recorded that thing where I was going to tell everybody to go to Future Frown, I probably should have posted it. I just don't know why. I just did not want to touch the Elfishade site. So now I'm making some amends on that side. I suppose I actually should put something in there.
It wouldn't kill you.
I know.
Hey, Adam talked to me yesterday.
He did, huh? What do you have to say?
He watches us to see what we're doing, and when we went into Havoc, then he wanted to talk about the Clan Wars stuff. So, Clan Wars and stuff. I said, basically, it's a bunch of hiding. I said, I can hide behind a building all day long, I guess.
Was that a Battlefield thing?
It's at World of Tanks.
We're
in the clans. They have a clan war battle map of the, like, Europe and Africa, and you fight over the different territories like once a day, and you get gold for it that you can use in your blah 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 and stuff.
War in Europe,
right? So I don't know. We're doing that now, I guess, but
I haven't done any of those battles yet. Mostly, it just made it so it's really hard for me to find anybody to play with.
Why? There's a whole ton of people there. Just play
I
don't
want to play with any of them.
I wanted to play with some different people. That's what I wanted to play with. I wanted to see if any of them were any good. So, you know.
And? Well, I suppose you shouldn't say.
There's some that were good. There's some that were horrible. The problem is with looking at their stats and stuff is some of those guys just play the Clan Wars, and they have a pretty decent group that usually wins battles. So their stats are all askew because they're not really actually combat players. They're more like hiding behind building players and letting everybody else win for them and saying, yay, we did good. Good game, guys. Good game, guys. Good game.
GG.
We're the best.
That's GG.
There was one guy that did a really good job calling the battle stuff, and there was one guy that did the same battle with the same plan the next time that did horrible. So the plan of telling everybody to pull back and hide doesn't usually work.
It was pretty funny when they told us to go guard this passage. There's like a canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon I look over and Chris is tootling away the other way. He's like, I know better. I'm going to go over there and shoot him from the side.
I was right. I knew better.
You were right.
We would have been. I think that's because that wasn't a clan war. That was just a tank company battle. And that was mediums, the medium level. And I don't think that guy understood that medium level tank destroyers have no fucking armor at all. And you don't tell them to charge heavy main battle tanks.
Yeah, we're supposed to guard this thing, which made sense to me. It was like, okay, guys, push up.
Yeah,
it's like it's just me and Chris in these little fragile tanks.
Right. But they have good guns. But we could have done that from the top of the hill, you know, from the place we always go up there in the middle. Not only could we shoot guys in this flank when they were fighting them, but if anybody decided to go down towards the village, you know, we'd just peek over the thing and shoot down at them. You don't have to park your tanks down there where they're completely fucking useless for the whole game. Mm. Come here, Bandy.
Poor Mr. So, Brendan, did you play Mass Effect 3 at all?
No, I haven't played it yet. I'm kind of waiting for the, like, $20. Look at all the content you get for $20, pack.
Well, you know, at first I thought, why is everybody saying it sucks? And then I sort of understood why they said it sucks, and then it didn't suck anymore. It's almost like they didn't do the beginning until they were done with the rest of the game, because see, the beginning seemed kind of rushed to me.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm about midway through.
Oh, okay, because I've heard a few reviews that said, like, yeah, the game is really good, but fuck the last 10 minutes. Like, they were really
You know,
mad.
That's because it sounds like it has an unhappy ending, and they're all sad about that. But I don't care. You know, if the Reapers take over, if they win, it's part of the story to me.
I guess. It's kind of weird that, like, you know, they all have all this interesting stuff that happens between the games. Right, and like, and they did that with like Oblivion and Skyrim too. But it's like in the case of Mass Effect 3, like Mass Effect 2, you kind of wrap things up, you know, beat the bad guy, yay, we're all right for now. And then Mass Effect 3 starts, and everything's like, oh, they've taken Earth, and everyone's dead, and oh, it's all sad times.
No,
like,
it's not exactly like that, but you do miss a bunch of things.
Yeah, but it's like
basically
it
starts off where
why can't we have the game going on when the important stuff is happening instead of just fast forwarding past all the important exciting stuff and saying, all right, now things are shit, deal.
No, I thought that was
that would
take
a lot of work
to
do, probably.
I thought that was in the downloadable content.
It's their job.
I think a lot of that downloadable content stuff was actually important to the story.
Well, yeah, that's another thing people are complaining about, is that they finished the game, went gold, and then spent 3 months making stuff for you to buy day one.
Well, whatever. Oh, don't make stuff for me.
I think the issue was that it was kind of important to the story, and people figured if I'm paying $60, that probably the important stuff should be included.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that bothers me about that is that they have that Edie character.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that was that little ball, the computer ball thing?
Yeah, I read something today that like implied that they made her into like, it's like the chick in Halo, you want to fuck her or something.
In the downloadable content thing, before they had a mission where they send this robot chick at you,
mm-hmm.
and they like kept the body, and then Edie put herself in the body, so now she's like a sexy body chick that can come and mission with you.
That's
it's all right. She does a pretty good job.
Why not?
And then the Seth Green guy is like in love with her.
Oh. See, that's a twist because they really hate each other at the beginning of Mass Effect 2.
Well. Honestly, I think that once you get past the sort of intro part, that it's feels the same as the game always has felt to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that really pissed me off is that it wouldn't let me import my character.
I heard there were people having problems with that, yeah. Did it not let you import it at all, or did it just not bring in the appearance?
It brought in the stats, but not the appearance. So
yeah,
I had to
that happened to a lot of people. Yeah.
Apparently, there was something that you couldn't import it from Mass Effect 2, which you can... If you imported it
into Mass Effect 2, you couldn't import it into Mass Effect 3.
Right, which was pretty irritating.
Yeah, like I don't know how that happened, but okay.
But I recreated my chick. I opened up Mass Effect 2 and looked at my chick and recreated her to look like the chick, so it was pretty easy. But I did start to spend some time trying to figure out how to fix it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you can go into Mass Effect 1 and get the code and put it in, and like, the face code. It's like, you know what? I'll just redo it.
How do you fix your game, guys? How could that? How could they have missed that? Like, oh, this is crazy. All these people who played our games, like, it doesn't work for them. Like,
well, that's one of the most.
Maybe the people.
That was the one of the parts I was most impressed about with the last game.
That it kept that, up stuff.
Well, yeah, because it kept the character from the first game, and it was my character. So I sort of felt invested. So I was excited to, you know, start up with my character again. It's like, oh, no, sorry.
Yeah.
But it did keep all the stats and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So do they have, like, the same level system and everything, or is it, like, a completely different?
Oh, it's a little bit different. The combat's just horrible.
Hmm.
It's that thing that comes from the, what's that game everybody likes where you hide?
Gears of War.
It's the Gears of War thing.
Yeah.
Where you get that cover system. So there's all these little knee-high things to hide behind everywhere. So you hide behind a thing, you hide behind a wall.
Whack-a-mole.
And actually, it's not so bad. The mechanic's okay. Except when people come around the corner.
Mm-hmm. You're stuck in cover.
Well, no, you can't shoot at them from cover. It makes you stand up to shoot at the people behind you. So, let's say you're at a wall, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in front of you, and every time you shoot, it makes you pop up over cover, G.I. Joe style, and shoot at them. So when stuff runs at you and comes around the corners, like right behind you, you can't just turn around and shoot them and stay in cover and stay crouched.
Yeah.
It makes you stand up to shoot at them. So the only way, and you can't crouch in the game anyway, other than being
your
against
one
crouching.
Fatal weakness.
So, the only thing you can do is either disconnect yourself from the wall and run around so nothing can hit you and shoot them, and then reconnect to the wall. Or just, shoot them while you stand up while everything can shoot at you.
Just get destroyed. Yeah, it's like, okay, you go run behind him and shoot him, but I'll die. But we will be able to shoot him while he is shooting you.
I really think I don't understand the idea of taking crouching out of games.
I don't know.
Or jumping. Jumping and crouching.
At least with jumping, there's kind of an excuse that it takes a little bit of work to implement. But yeah, people really wig out when you take out jumping.
Well, in this one, it's like every time you come close to something you can jump to, you just hit the do key.
Puts a button
and
something.
It will do it. But they use the do key for everything. So the do key puts you to walls. The do key. It's like it puts you in cover. It makes you jump things. It makes you. I got her killed last time, so I don't have to worry about her. Yeah. Everybody was complaining about how there's no way to kill her off, but when I started the game, she was on the list of casualties.
Oh, wow.
So I must have gotten her killed off. I don't remember killing her off.
Jack was the only character who died in Aspect 2 for me, which I didn't really care about because she was stupid.
I kept her. I like her.
Yeah.
I know everybody hated her, but
So I heard she's like flipped people up in the air and killed them.
Yeah, everybody hates her. No, I'm doing a whole mission with her right now. She, they made her a teacher at this thing for psychics.
Hmm.
For me.
Still hate her.
You hate her?
No. Cartoon character.
And they gave her a little ponytail thing, too.
Okay.
What I hated is I couldn't give them outfits to wear, like, schoolgirl outfits or cheer outfits. That I hated.
There'll be a mod or some DLC.
What the fuck? Downloads.
Some of those Skyrim mods are kind of scary. Log into Skyrim Nexus and go to the adult section sometime. It's impressive.
Oh, speaking of downloading things, so I pre-ordered Mass Effect 3, and 2 weeks later they sent me my bonus stuff.
That's nice of them.
What the fuck? Because I was like, I wonder where the bonus stuff is. Maybe it was just in the game, I just don't know it. Maybe it means that if you pre-order the game, like midway through the game, you can pick it up. I don't know.
Part of the gameplay, you have to find it.
And then they say, here's your codes for your pre-order stuff. I'm like, really? They didn't even apologize. They just said, here you go. Like, thanks for pre-ordering the game. I mean, most of the nerds have finished it the first day.
Yeah, they just ran through it as fast as they could.
Ugh. I don't know. I like that game for the story part of it. And it still does a good job with environments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a believable story.
I like that they don't have laser swords. I'm really kind of tired of sci-fi things where people are whipping out swords at each other. It's like, you know what? Guns really work well at killing people. I think in the future we will have guns or something better. Swords are not better.
Mind control. I read some old sci-fi books that were had that sort of thing, where eventually the scientists came up with a way where they just think about it and make everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they did it, like, progressively. So they started off with, they figured out how to do, you know, space travel, like fast and light stuff, and then they figured out how they could, you know, manipulate things, and then pretty soon they're just making stuff with their mind. But it was in the days, it was like, it was written in the 30s and 40s, where they actually thought, you know, science fiction should be about science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. So there wasn't a lot
of vampires in space.
No, and zombie vampires. There wasn't a lot of character development.
Ooh. Tell me, steam is already running. Go, steam, go!
Man. I served in an anime mode the other day.
Really?
So I got one called K-On. It's about a bunch of chicks who start a band in high school. It's pretty good.
Really?
It's sort of Azumajo Daioi.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I was watching it on YouTube before I bought it, and I started watching it on the DVDs I got,
mm-hmm.
and the fuckers changed the music.
Yeah.
Because they have this thing where they play, they're trying to get this one member to join, and so they say, we'll play for you, and they play the song, and it's obviously some sort of Japanese song that everybody would know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched the DVD, they changed it up
Beatles.
For, like, no, like, Love Me Tender by Elvis.
Wow.
Like, I don't think the kids are watching this because they don't want to know about Japanese culture. I mean, why would you go in there and change the music? It actually takes effort to fuck that up.
Yeah. Well, and, like, at least if you're going to pick something that kids might actually play.
And I'm sure,
like,
if you watch the club version.
I don't think Elvis is, like, super popular with all the kids these days.
In Japan.
Anyway.
I don't think... Yeah, exactly. I don't think that, you know, I guess maybe the people watch it dubbed.
Maybe, yeah.
They're like, oh my god, what's that? I don't understand.
You gotta remember that the people that watch that shit, for the most part, are complete fucking morons.
I know. I got this other one called Lucky Star that people said was like Azumajo Daioi.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm watching it, I like it, but all I can think about is, like, the fat chicks from conventions going, ski! Quoting
oh,
it. It's fucking irritating. They've ruined a lot of stuff for me. A lot of stuff.
Everything. I think I can safely delete Rift from my active games.
Oh, yeah, that's a piece of shit.
Have that installed?
Yeah, it's sitting in there, I guess. Got a lot of things installed. Zombie Pirates, I can get rid of that. Zombie Driver,
I
can get rid of that. Torchlight, I can get rid of that. Crickets, I hear you're,
Holy shit. This place just exploded the other day. It was like, there was nothing, and then I opened up the window, and it was like an alien plant outside. All the frogs came out at once.
Wow.
It was pretty scary. Now they're kind of calmed down, though.
Yeah, who's making fun of the Christians now, huh?
Huh? Oh, frogs?
Yeah.
They're scared frogs or something?
Yeah, they had those things where the frogs rained down from the sky.
Isn't that one of the plagues or something?
Yeah. What do you want, sweetie? Oh, are you trying to get the cat? There's a nightly ritual at my house where before Jackie goes to bed, she has to chase the cats around. They hide underneath my feet and stare at her. Hey, boys, what are you doing?
I think I could delete St. Rose the Third, too.
Is that... I'm not coordinating. I'm not getting him. Oh, wait, here he comes. He's chasing you. Get him. Get him off.
Is that it, then?
I guess so. Anything else you want to talk about, Brendan?
I guess not.
Hey, they said Secret World's coming out in June.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
They had a couple trailers on game trailers, and the quality of the graphics have gone way up.
Hmm.
It says they're working on it.
Looks a lot better. So is that... what is it called? The War Planet, or the one with all where you can play up to 56 players on the same map. It's a real-time strategy. Nations, World, Nations of War, or World of Nations, or
Ewok Adventure.
Escalating Game of War in Europe.
Let me check
the movie.
It's like Future Time.
The book.
And it'll kind of look corny, but
the war.
their graphics have really improved, and so has the units. End of Nations.
Speaking of good things, they got a new Prometheus trailer out if you want to check that out, Brennan. But that movie looks awesome. I bet it's going to be great.
I haven't actually seen the trailers. I'll have to take a look.
Here.
That's how all you watch that. There should be just tons of movies like that. It shouldn't be, you know, like one every 10 years movie is good.
You want to see a good comparison between movies? You know, Hollywood does that thing where they come up with one idea and somebody steals it and makes a movie of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both doing Snow White. So there's two companies doing Snow White. There's one called Snow White and the Huntsman, and there's one called like Mirror Mirror. And one's like super dark, serious, and the other one's like funny joke time with a horse face chick.
Okay.
What's her face from Ocean's 11? The heck is her? No.
Oh, ugh. I know what you're talking about. Pretty Woman chick.
Pretty Woman chick. She's just hamming it up.
Julie Roberts?
Yeah, Julie Roberts as the evil queen.
Okay.
Oh, God.
She's so hideous.
You want an adventure in pain, you watch that first. That just looks horrible. It's like the only reason they put it out is to get the money that they're going to get from the other one. Although I got to tell you, the only thing that doesn't ring true with me in that Snow White and the Huntsman trailer is when they say the Twilight vampire chick is super. Oh, she's the hottest chick there ever was.
Hmm.
Really? No.
The main chick from Twilight?
Yeah, she's in that. But they're like, Snow White, she's the most beautiful of all. It's like, no.
No, not even close. She's hideous.
She looks like somebody hit her with the what happened stick every time you look at her. She's like,
duh. It always looks like somebody put a turd on her nose.
Actually, you should also watch the new Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter trailer. Actually,
yeah,
it looks like
I'm
kind of
curious about that one.
It actually looks like it might be good.
At least
it's horrible.
It doesn't make any sort of excuses about like being credible. It's not like we're trying to really engage, you know,
our
viewers with a deep story about the ethics of being a vampire. You know,
you can't really say that until you watch the trailer.
I really.
It looks to me like from the trailer they're actually going the serious route with it.
Really?
Where it's like before he was president, he was a vampire hunter.
Yeah, it's dead serious.
Which means it's going to get like a
but
12.
But it does look pretty good. It's done by the guys that did Wanted. And what's the fruity guy that likes to throw blood at the camera? Scissored hand guy, right?
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands? The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, that guy.
Whoever that fruity dude is.
Tim Burton?
Burton. Isn't he involved in that in some way?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't think so. His name isn't on the list of things that it's part of. You know, what does look horrible is that trailer for Dark Shadows.
Never
looks
heard of it.
Absolutely horrendous. Dark Shadows was a vampire TV show in the 1960s that has a huge cult following.
Oh boy.
And they're
There you go, Joe.
It has like Johnny Depp and Michelle Pfeiffer in it.
Did you see Johnny Depp? Never mention his name.
Johnny Depp.
Unless you're talking about chocolate.
Or what's this now?
It's Russian.
Oh. It's a game of war in Europe.
Wah, wah. Turn your armor towards him.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That looks good.
They just threw hordes of tanks at them. That's what they want. Just hordes of tanks. They threw so many tanks that they blow one up in front and like three of them would crash into the back of it. Just horrible. They kept at it, though, until they got better tanks. They just kept doing it.
All right. Well, the end.
Super.
I need more ice in my soda.
Oh, man.